First, we say prayer to Guardian Gurus and to seek their blessings to make this occasion a success. It is a joy to welcome you all after this gap of few months. Better late than never. Om Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva, Maheshwara, Guru Sakat, Param Brahma, Tasmai Sri Gurubhyo Namaha, Parama Brahma, Nandam, Parama Sukadam, Kevalam Jnanamurtim, Dvandvatitam, Padanasadrisham, Tattvamasyadi Lakshyam, Ekam Nityam, Vimalam Achalam, Sarvadi Sakhibhutam, Bhavatitam, Trigunaraitam, Sadgurum Tam Namami. Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakyu Sotramato Balam Indriyani Cha Sarvani Sarvam Brahmo Upanishadam Sarvam Brahmo Upanishadam Maang Brahmanira Kuryang Mama Brahmanira Karot Anirakaranang Mastu Anirakaranang Miyastu Tadatmani Nirati Ya Upanishad Sudharma Temai Santu Temai Santu Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Dhyanamulam Gurur Murtim Pujamulam Gurur Padam Mantramulam Gurur Bhakyam Mukhyamulam Guru Kripa Na Guru Ratikam Tattvam Na Guru Ratikam Satyam Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam Bhagavat Kripa Hi Kevalam. Dear Godlike friends, today's topic is how to intensify the Kriya Yoga practice in a limited time to get better and quicker benefits. The yoga scriptures say Swarpascha Ayu Bahavascha Vigna Jat Sarabhutam Tad Grahitabdam. Human longevity is limited. Distractions and disturbances are too many. For that reason, we need to practice that which is the essence of all spiritual practice, and that is Kriya Yoga. Before that, let us remember what are the factors which are influencing life on this planet. There is only one race, and that is the human race. And it is now facing many crises, high-risk crises. You know, the purpose of life is to live happily, healthily, harmoniously, lovingly, helpingly. To live, whatever may be the living conditions. To live in spite of wars, tsunamis, natural calamities, cyclones, hurricanes, and you know all this. To have to live through that, for that you need firm determination. You should know about the truth about yourself. And in spite of all that is happening around the surrounding, in the environment and everywhere, one has to survive. Survive not like an animal. Survive like a human being. Human being is the projection of the Supreme Being, Paramatma. For that, the first thing that we should remember is, as I say, prayer to the Gurus. Please remember, without a Guru, spiritual practice cannot be made. Because you learn the techniques of spiritual practice. And when I say spiritual practice, please remember, it is practical spirituality in a practical world, which encompasses many cultures, many religions, and many types of people, many mentalities. But spirituality remains unchanged in spite of all these modifications or apparent modifications. When I say in my Shanti Vachanam, in the peace incantation, Mantramulam Guru Bhakyam, when you approach the Guru, how to approach the Guru? You must approach the Guru with reverence, with a purpose, sincerity of purpose to learn, not to argue, not to show one's personal opinions, anything. Without a Guru, spiritual practice cannot be done. Please remember, the stumbling block against realizing the truth of your divinity is the ego, biological ego, the animality. You have to rise above it. For that a Guru is a must, the first step and the final step. So approach the Guru with reverence and to learn. And with positive attitude, most important, with positive attitude. Mantramulam Guru Bhakyam. When you are in the physical presence of the Guru, or in the presence of the Guru, don't open the mouth until unless you are asked to. Keep your ears open, keep your mind open. So you not only hear, but you also listen. Even if the Guru says something casually, consider it as the most sacred and secret mantra. Meditate on that. Mantramulam Guru Bhakyam, Mokhyamulam Guru Kripa. When the Guru blesses wholeheartedly from his heart, it leads to liberation. Liberation from the bondage of the cosmic law of karma. That is the reason, this is number one step. The other thing is, everybody wants happiness, not only human beings or animal beings, all beings, they want happiness. But only human beings know, many or most, they know how to get that happiness. Nalpa sukham asti, bhumeiva sukham. There is no happiness in little amount. 1 minute happiness or 1 hour or 1 day. Bhumeiva sukham. An infinite amount of happiness, never-ending happiness. And that is possible only when you reach the source of happiness. What is the never-ending source of happiness? The immortal source of happiness, and that is Sat Chit Ananda. Sat, absolute existence. There is no death. It was, it is, it will ever be. Chit, pure consciousness, which is never modified, never undergoes modification. The moment it goes modification, it becomes thought. And it is matter. It is not spirit. Sat, Chit, Ananda, joy, absolute joy, never-ending joy. And that source is known as Sat, Chit, Ananda, that is Paramatma, that is the Supreme Spirit, that is the Supreme Being. Somebody call it God. Please remember that. And that is not possible as long as your biological or individual ego, sense of me and mine, your personal preferences, they have to go before you get the universal unity and awareness of your all-pervasiveness. Brahman Satyam, God is the only truth. Jagat Mithya, the ever-changing phenomenon of the creation is the untruth, and it is the created being only, which is God. Means the samsara or the creation is the interpretation of the human mind, and the interpretation of human mind is false because the human mind is conditioned. It keeps changing, and every person behaves according to the preconditioning of prior birth or of this birth. Please remember it. So you are never free, never independent, as long as you rise above your personal ego, you rise above your personal likes and dislikes, you rise above your personal preferences. Please remember. So, what prevents us from realizing the truth is this ego. Okay, ego is there, but how the ego works? There is only one delay in this space, and that is the mind and its restlessness. Calm down the mind, direct it inward, and there you are in Satchitananda. Once you are there, you become that. So calmness of the mind, in all these techniques of Kriya Yoga, you will see calmness of mind, absence of restlessness of the mind is the prime object, and that actually happens. Then God reveals Himself. Please don't think God comes. When you realize God, it doesn't mean God comes to you from somewhere. Or when you don't realize God, God goes away somewhere. It is not like that. Akhanda mandalakaram, continuously, without any discontinuity, He is there everywhere, within you, around you, in the all 10 directions, here on this earth, there in different planets, in the cosmos, in the universe, in the galaxies, in the nebulas, and if there is something beyond, even there, God can reach you, because He is there. So this is the truth, and that is about your own self, your own inner self. So now, about the satsang. Today I will speak few points which are essential, then we will give more time to practice, intensification of practice. Today's key word is intensification of practice. We don't teach anything new today, the same first Kriya group, but we rearrange the sequences, do some repetitions of the same technique so that your meditation becomes more deep and successful. This satsang, you must be knowing the word satsang. What is satsang? Sat means God. Sang means company. So what happens when you are company of God? Satsangatte nisangattam. When you are in satsang, when you are in the company of God, at above mind level, remember, it is not a physical thing. You get nisangattam. Satsangatte nisangattam. When you are in the company of God, the Spirit, the Supreme Spirit, the worldly thoughts, they don't matter at all. That is called nisanga. Absence of worldly thoughts. Physical company is one, but real company is the mental company. Absence of all those. So what happens when you are in satsang? Satsangatte nisangattam. You get solitude. Until unless you experience this solitude, please remember, you cannot realize your oneness with the Supreme. So value solitude, it need not be physical. It merely mental, and that is satsang is that. Satsangatte nisangattam. When nisangatta happens, when there is no any material company, nisangatte nirmohachittam. Your mind becomes free from bondage of cravings, of emotional, of biological attachments and egoism. Satsangatte nisangattam, nisangatte nirmohachittam. What happens in nirmohachittam? Mind is free from delusion. Jivan Mukti, liberated in this life only. And that's, please remember, you have to have faith in it and practice according to the instructions of the Guru. The moment you bring your personal preferences there, you are finished. You cannot go beyond the Maya, beyond the relativity. So only listen to the Guru's advice and do accordingly. So this is called real satsang, the real meaning of satsang. And, you know, always please remember, it is the mind which matters. It is the mind. Mind is like a double-edged sword. It cuts both ways. It cuts this way, it cuts this way. It can take you towards God, it can take you towards dog. It can take you toward the good and eternal, it can take you toward the temporary and bad and evil. So that's why the more you identify yourself with physical, with mental, with intellectual, please remember, you are keeping the company of the destructive. It is matter. The whole thing is matter. The whole creation is matter. Life is matter. Yet, in that matter, you have to find your true identity as the spirit. Then only there is liberation. And when there is liberation, then only there is peace, and then only there is joy, happiness. Without that, please rule it out. So that's why this body is constructed of 5 great elements through the chakras. Muladhara chakra, the earth element, are all solids. Swadhisthana chakra is the liquids, all liquids in the body system. The third is the temperature, or fire. The fourth is the air, or the breath, or breathing. The fifth is space, this Vyomatattva, and that Jivatma, individual self, supreme self. So all this matter, the body and mind and intellect are matter. So what are the properties of the matter? I will read. Birth. I am telling about the properties of the matter of which the external we, the non-spiritual we, are made. Birth, subsistence, growth, transformation, decay, and death. Matter. So if you keep your identity with matter, you cannot go beyond the confine of disease, decay, and death, and unhappiness. You can never be happy. Because you are identifying yourself with something which is constantly dying. And this is the property of the matter. It is born, it subsists, it grows, it gets transformation, it undergoes decay, and ultimately death. It is up to you. So these are the few main points. And the other thing is, I'll speak about some problems now occurring after these years of disciplined life and restricted life and living in fear and apprehension and anxiety and panics. And then the COVID period, COVID-19, post-COVID-19 period. And unfortunately, the whole news media is full that again, a massive scale is about to recur. Some sort of a modification of this COVID. Are you prepared for that? But in the beginning I told, whatever may be the situation, you have to live. And that is possible, identify yourself with the immortal, and that the spirit, that the God. Please remember. If you don't do that, what will happen? Many people forget that true identity, and all these restrictions, disciplines, due to these natural calamities. People get worry, too much worry, panic attacks, anxiety, fear, phobias. And if it is not taken care of, it gives rise to depression. And depression gives rise to dementia and death, premature death. Life is wasted. The quality of life is wasted. So never allow yourself to go to state of depression. And how to do about it is not difficult, very easy. Kriya Yoga practice. Practice the technique has got tremendous power, this Kriya Yoga technique of our Guru Parampara, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Babaji, Lahiri Mahasaya, Sri Yukteswar, Yogananda, Narayana Swami, Satyananda Swami. They teach this, that you don't have to try to meditate. You don't have to try to keep your mind calm. You can never do it. Bhagavad Gita teaches about it. So do some technique by which the mind becomes automatically free from restlessness and thought. Let the meditation come to you. Please remember, let the meditation come to you. You don't run after meditation. If you run after meditation, your mind will never allow you. So do the Kriya Yoga techniques. Automatically, please remember, automatically meditation will come. Our last technique is Paravastha. Paravastha is meditation. Beyond the limited life of consciousness and thoughts. So with this, today we will practice the techniques. And please remember and concentrate well, so you remember the same technique which you have been doing, but with slight rearrangements and some intensification.